With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the number of vaccines for diseases like polio and hepatitis B being given to children has fallen dramatically during the coronavirus pandemic. Public health departments and providers in Montana say they are seeing the same decline and are concerned it could lead to an outbreak of a vaccine-preventable disease, pulling resources away from the COVID-19 response. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
The CDC says the number of childhood vaccine orders through a program that provides free immunizations to uninsured children has seen a significant decline since states issued stay-at-home orders in mid-March. The Vaccines for Children program immunizes about half of the children under 5 in the U.S., while Montana has had one of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in the country. Public health officials like Cindy Farr say the state is no exception. She says visits to the Missoula City County Health Department's immunization clinic have remained low, even as the state opens up.
Well, I can tell you that our immunization clinic used to see a steady flow of traffic and enough to keep 3 nurses busy all day. And at this point, we've got only 1 nurse working, and we're only getting maybe half a dozen people a day coming in.
County health departments, big and small, as well as private providers across the state, say they're seeing the same thing. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says it's also seen a drop in vaccine orders. Public health officials hope that as the state eases social distancing directives, families will get their kids caught up on their vaccines. The state health department is conducting a statewide survey to get an idea of the capacity to get kids caught up. Public health officials say even a short-term decline in vaccine rates is concerning in a state like Montana, which has persistently fallen below the 90% mark needed to gain herd immunity against diseases like measles. The state has seen outbreaks in recent years of mumps and pertussis, which broke out in Missoula's school district last year. Farr says that's the last thing the health department needs as it's trying to focus its attention on COVID-19.
You know, we are pretty taxed on resources right now, and so trying to make sure that everyone is well cared for and, you know, we were able to get the contact investigation and contact tracing done for 2 outbreaks and not just one is also concerning.
By and large, state and county health officials expect most parents will get their kids caught up on their vaccines in the coming months. But there's concern the coronavirus pandemic could leave lasting marks on Montana's vaccination rates. Janice Fordham is a physician at Laurel Family Medicine, about 20 minutes from Billings.
But absolutely, I think there's a concern of people not finishing series, a 3-part series and not getting the last one, so not getting full immunity, or never getting an immunization series in the first place. I think we do have a fear of all of that.
And then there's concern about potentially long-lasting economic barriers created by the pandemic. Some families are facing job loss and as a result might have no medical insurance, or they might not be able to afford transportation to an immunization clinic. Sophia Newcomer is an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Montana. In early April, she received funding for research looking at barriers to early childhood vaccines in Montana, including why some parents are hesitant about getting their kids vaccinated.
And so, you know, we're looking at data from before the pandemic, but in some ways it might be able to serve as a baseline for what vaccine coverage and barriers to vaccination looked like before COVID-19.
Newcomer hopes to adapt her work to look at data during and after the coronavirus pandemic to measure its long-term impacts. In the meantime, providers and public health officials are trying to get the word out that they're open for appointments, and in some cases, walk-ins. Again, Farr with the Missoula City County Health Department.
I know that we're doing everything we can here to make it a safe experience, and the medical clinics that we work with are too. So just if you're concerned about it as a parent, please call your provider and talk to them about your concerns.
Many providers and public health departments are making reminder calls to parents with children overdue for vaccines. They also want Montana's parents to make the call, even if they don't have insurance for their children. Many private doctors and public health departments are able to offer free vaccines to uninsured children. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.